దేవాయ తస్మై నమః ఓం శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. సో వి హావ్ విభు ఓం శ్రీ పరమాత్మనే నమః. విభూతి యోగో నామ దశమోధ్యాయః. ఆహుస్త్వాం ఋషయః సర్వే దేవర్షిర్నారదస్తదా నారదస్తథా అసితో దేవలో వ్యాసః స్వయం చైవ బ్రవీషి మే. సో హియర్ అర్జున ఇస్ టాకింగ్ టు కృష్ణ. వి సా ద త్రీ వర్సెస్. Arjuna is telling Krishna, all rishis, devarishis, like such as Asitaha, Devalaha, Vyasaha, all of them say, and also you yourself say about you, what do you say? We saw in the last class. That Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram Bhavan. You are Shashvataha Purushaha, you are Divyaha, you are Adi Devaha, you are Vibhu. You are the absolute reality and you are the absolute abode and you are the most purifying and you are the only all-pervasive permanent truth. And you are of the nature of self-effulgence. You are at the foremost of everything. And you alone are shining in everything. This is what the rishis talk about you. And even devarishis talk about you. Narada talks about you. Asitaha, Devalaha, Vyasaha. All these rishis, this is what they talk about you. You are Param Brahma, you are Parandhama, you are Paramam Pavitram, you are Shashvataha Purushaha, you are Divyaha, you are Adi Devaha. This is, you are Vibhu. You are the Lord of everything. This is what all these rishis talk about you. And this is what you yourself, Swayam Cha Eva Bravishi. Krishna, you yourself tell me that. You know, Swayam Cha Eva Bravishi. And having said that, now Arjuna continues. I do agree with all these things. Yes, it's all true. Definitely it is true. But still, the demons do not know. Devas know you, but demons do not know. Very important sentence this is. The devas know about you, but demons do not know. Where does he say? The 14th verse he is saying, Sarvam etadritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidurdevana danavaha. Sarvam etadritam manye సర్వమేతద్రితం మన్యే యన్మాం వదసి కేశవ నహితే భగవన్ వ్యక్తిం విదుర్దేవాన దానవాః. అర్జున ఇస్ టెలింగ్, హే కేశవ, కృష్ణ, ఏతత్ సర్వం ఋతం మన్యే. ఏతత్ సర్వం మీన్స్ వాట్? All these descriptions about you, the descriptions about you are not simple flattery, words of flattery. They're all facts about your nature. Param Brahma. Listen to this word, important words. Param Brahma, absolute limitless reality. Param Dhamma, the absolute abode, the only absolute existence of everything. Paramam Pavitram, absolutely of the nature of purity. Param Brahma, Parandhama, Paramam Pavitram. Shashvataha Purushaha, You are the everlasting, timeless, all-pervasive reality, obtaining as the essence of everything. Pavit Paramaha, Parandhama, Paramam Pavitram, Paramaha. Yes, Shashvataha, Purushaha. All these are facts about Bhagavan. Every word here, every word is a fact. So, and whoever wants to understand the concept of Ishvara, the Lord, I tell you repeatedly one thing, Bhagavan, God, Lord in Sanatana Dharma is not a matter for belief. It is not a non-verifiable belief. It is a fact to be understood. Who is God? Who is Bhagavan? If you ask the question, this in Sanatana Dharma, God is a fact to be understood, not a matter to be believed. It's not a non-verifiable matter for belief. It is not even simply a bill to be believed. It is not something to be mechanically accepted, but God is a fact to be understood. And every word uttered here about the Bhagavan is what? Absolutely, it's a fact. Param Brahma is what? Param Brahma is a word revealing the essential nature of Bhagavan. What is Bhagavan? Who is Bhagavan for us? Who is God for us? The God is the one who is of the nature of absolutely limitless, nature of the limitlessness. And who is God? Here again, as Bhagavan is the one, Paramam Pavitram, one who is of the nature of absolute purity. And then, Shashvataha Purushaha, the one who is of the nature of eternity, Shashvataha, permanent. And Purushaha, the one who has the very truth, is of the nature of all pervasiveness, obtaining as the essential, innermost essence of every being here. It's all about, every word is a fact about Bhagavan. When it's a fact, every word needs to be unfolded. Every word needs to be understood. The meaning of every word should be understood. Like how 1 plus 1 is equal to 2 is a fact to be understood. Every word reveals Bhagavan's swarupam. What God is essentially. How God is essentially. Every word is a fact revealing. Krishna Arjuna is saying, yes, this is the same thing you say about you. It's a fact about you. All the rishis also talk about you. At the same time, he's saying, you know, I also accept sarvam yetat ritam manye. Krishna, I do, ritam means what? I do accept it as true. I do accept it as what? Ritam. Ritam means true. Okay? Ritam means true. Yetat sarvam manye. Manye means what? I consider, I accept. Here it means I consider. I see this is a fact. I understand whatever you, yan mam vadasi. Hey Keshava, yan mam vadasi. Whatever you tell me about you and whatever other people tell about you, what do you tell about yourself? And is what? Etat sarvam ritam manye. I consider it to be true. It is real, true. There's no falsehood in it. There's nothing unreal about it. It's all true. But te vyaktim, hey Bhagavan, addressing Krishna, hey Bhagavan, O Lord, te vyaktim. Vyaktihi means manifestation noun. Vyakta manifested adjective. Vyakti manifestation. Te vyaktim. Your manifestation. No. Devaha viduhu. Devaha na viduhu. He says, na devaha viduhu, na danavaha viduhu. Neither the devas know about your manifestation, nor do the demons know about your manifestation. Devaha தே வியக்திம் ந விதுகு, தானவாக அபி தே வியக்திம் ந விதுகு. பட் ரிஷிஸ் நோ, ஐ டு அக்செப்ட் வாட் எவர், திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் பகவான் இஸ், திஸ் இஸ் ஹவ் த லார்ட் இஸ், ஐ டு அக்செப்ட். பட் அன்பார்ச்சுனேட்லி தே வியக்திம் தேவாக ந விதுகு, தானவாக ந விதுகு. விதுகு மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நோ. ந விதுகு, டு நாட் நோ. இட் இஸ் அ ட்ரூத் ஃபார் மீ, ஐ அக்செப்ட் திஸ் ஆஸ் அ ட்ரூத். இட்ஸ் நாட் சிம்பிளி ஐ அக்செப்ட் பிகாஸ் யூ டெல் மீ, இஸ் அ மோஸ்ட் ஆத்தென்டிக் நோ வேலிட் ட்ரூத். Because the rishis say, you say. And this is what all the Upanishads also unfold. This is how Bhagavan is. Bhagavan Swarupam revealed by the Veda Shastram is this. Once Veda says, and nobody can deny it, what Veda says alone, Bhagavad Gita also says. Therefore, and Krishna, Arjuna continues, which means he, what he means to say is, whatever is talked about Bhagavan is an authentic, valid fact about Bhagavan. If we do not see, oh, this is a Bhagavan, we are not able to understand, our effort must be on our part to be able to understand Bhagavan in the light of the teaching. Instead, we should not say Bhagavan is not there. That's what he wants to say. Therefore, he continues, Swayam evatmanatmanam, Swayam evatmanatmanam, Vetatvam purushottama, Bhuta bhavana bhutesha, Deva deva jagatpate, Swayam evatmanatmanam, வேதத்வம் புருஷோத்தம பூத பாவன பூதேஷ தேவ தேவ ஜகத்பதே. And another subtle fact he is saying, ஹே தேவ தேவ, ஹே ஜகத்பதே, ஓ லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தேவாஸ், ஓ லார்ட் ஆஃப் த என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ், ஜகத்பதே. ஜகத்பதி இகாராந்த சப்தா இன் வோகட்டிவ் கேஸ், ஓ ஜகத்பதே. ஹே தேவதேவ, ஓ லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி தேவாஸ், தேவாஸ் ஆஃப் தேவா ஆஃப் ஆல் தி தேவாஸ், லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி தேவாஸ், ஓ லார்ட் ஆஃப் தி என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஜெகத்பதே. ஹே பூதேஷ, ஓ தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ். ஹே பூத பாவன, பூதேஷ மீன்ஸ் தி லார்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ். Being the lord of all the beings means what? You can say water is the lord of all the waves, which means it is the water, you know, from whom, from which all the waves originate, by which all they are sustained, and in which all the waves resolve. Which means waves, whether they exist, waves do not have independent existence outside of the water. Similarly here, all the beings enjoy their existence in Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the sustainer, protector of all the beings. Therefore, Bhagavan is the lord of all the beings. Bhuteshaha, Bhutanam Ishaha Bhuteshaha. O lord of all the beings means sustainer, enlivener, one who lends existence to all the beings, hasir of all the beings. And he says what? பூத பாவன, பூத பாவன, பூதானி பவந்தி அஸ்மாத் பூத பாவன. The one from whom alone all the beings originate. பூத பாவன means Bhagavan. Bhagavan is not the creator of anything, but there's no other create, there's no creator other than Bhagavan. The Bhagavan is the source of all the origination of all the beings. Bhagavan is sustainer of all the beings. Therefore, the creator of all the beings is Bhagavan. And the sustainer of all the beings is Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhuta Bhavana, Bhutesha, Jagatpate, Devadeva. You know, he is addressing Bhagavan as all by all these words. And he says, finally he says, Swayameva Atmana Atmanam Vetha. Hey Purushottama, O creator of all the beings, sustainer of all the beings, Lord of all the gods, Lord of the entire universe, protector of all the universe, sustainer of entire universe, Swayameva Atmana Atmanam Vetha. You alone know yourself by yourself. Swayam Eva Vetha. You alone know. You know yourself by yourself. Which means there is no knower other than yourself. There is no known other than yourself. The known is you, and the knower of the known is also you. Therefore, you know yourself by yourself. Swayam eva, by yourself, Atmana, by yourself, you yourself, Atmanam veta, you know yourself by yourself. You know yourself by yourself. Hey Purushottama. Okay, so what he means to say, devas do not know, demons do not know you, means as long as, whether it's a human being, or devas, or asuras, whoever wants to know Bhagavan, want and searches for Bhagavan, and as an object in the world, they will never know Bhagavan. The searching for Bhagavan as anything in the world, then they will be searching, they can travel to any part of the world, but they will be seeing Bhagavan, but still they will not be seeing Bhagavan. Seeing Bhagavan in the form of everything, they cannot see Bhagavan. Bhagavan can never be seen. But why? Because Bhagavan is there. They can recognize Bhagavan only if they see Bhagavan as their own Swarupa. Krishna Arjuna is saying, Swayam Vetha. Swayam Vetam is what now? You yourself know. Atmana Atmanam Swayam Vetha. Vetha means you know. Hey Purushottama, O Lord, O the most exalted of all the beings, hey Purushottama. Swayam Vetha, you know by yourself. You know yourself. You know yourself by yourself. And you are Bhuta Bhavanaha, you are Bhuta Ishaha, you are Deva Devaha, you are Jagat Patihi, you are protector of all the entire universe. See here, Jagat Patihi. You take Jagat Patihi means protector of the universe. The Lord of the universe means protector of the universe. Who can be the Lord? Pati iti patihi. One who protects the universe alone can be said to be the Lord. How does Bhagavan protect the universe? The whole universe is can be reduced to one word, matter. Prakritihi. Prakritihi jada. The entire objective universe can be reduced to one word, which is matter, and the matter is of the nature of inertness, jada. And here again, what about this grass universe? The grass universe is, which is perceptible, enjoyable in the waking state, is what? Is manifest universe, which is the matter, which is manifest in the form of universe, is what? Is known by another word, Kshara-purushaha. Matter, which is manifest in the form of the universe, gross universe, is called Kshara-purushaha. Suppose when you fall asleep, the whole universe is unmanifest. Then also, the universe is not destroyed. It is unmanifest. And the unmanifest universe is also, whether the universe is manifest or unmanifest, it is matter. Matter is of the nature of inertness. The inert matter manifest is, is called Kshara Purushaha. The same universe unmanifest is called, unmanifest matter is called what? Akshara Purushaha. Akshara Purushaha. And Kshara Akshara Purushayoho. The Kshara Akshara Purushayoho means what now? The only source of that which lends existence by knowing. Knowing the matter is illumining the matter. Illumining the matter is what? Lending existence to the matter. Lending existence to the matter is what? Protecting the matter. Therefore, and what, who is in this whole Jagat? The most exalted of all the beings here is the Purushottamaha. So, Kshara Purushaha, Akshara Purushaha. Now, who is the Uttama Purushaha? Kshara Purushaha is the matter in the form of manifest universe. Akshara Purushaha is the matter in the form of unmanifest universe. And Uttama Purushaha is the pure consciousness, which alone by its mere presence lends existence to the unmanifest and the manifest universe. Uttama Purushaha. Therefore, this entire universe, you can say, consisting of the tangible gross matter and the subtle matter, intangible subtle matter, and the most non-material consciousness. The whole universe can be reduced to what? The most tangible gross matter and the intangible subtle matter, unmanifest. Then non-material consciousness, which is distinct from the subtle and the gross matter, unmanifest and manifest matter. And it is called what now? We say Purushottama. So Arjuna is making it very clear. Even though I see through my physical eyes your physical body, and which is only a temporarily obtained disguise, this physical form, it is incidental dress, the body, whereas you are Purushottamaha, Kshara Aksharayoho, Aksharakshara Vilakshanaha, Uttamaha Purushaha, you are distinct, pure consciousness distinct from Kshara Akshara Purushas, the matter. And therefore, and you are the, there is no, because anything which the whole Jagat becomes manifest means what? It doesn't have independent existence outside of consciousness. Therefore, we say the universe comes into existence means the origination of the universe. The universe becoming manifest is possible because of consciousness. Therefore, Bhagavan is said to be the Bhuta Bhavanaha. And the universe becomes unmanifest also. It does not go outside or far from consciousness. Bhagavan is said to be what? The one in whom everything resolves. That's not mentioned here. It's implied here. And Bhuteshaha means when the universe becomes manifest also, and it enjoys existence only in consciousness, therefore it is sustained by Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the Bhuteshaha. Bhuteshaha. Not only that, And apart from, when we say the Bhuta means the Bhuteshaha, all the beings hastin by Bhagavan in the form of knowledge. Now we say even all the natural phenomena, all the phenomena which can be looked upon as devatas, every phenomenon which shines here is what? Which shines here is actually manifestation of Bhagavan in the form of knowledge. Therefore, and everything, anything which shines is Devaha. And that the Bhagavan, who, because of whose nature of knowledge everything shines, is the Deva Devaha. Anything which is existent is Devaha. And that because of which anything which is existent enjoys existence is what? Deva Devaha. Deva Devaha. And not all the phenomena here. All not outside of Bhagavan. Deva Devaha. And Bhagavan is Jagatpatihi. I have already told you how Bhagavan is Jagatpatihi. Therefore, Swayameva Atmana Atmanam Veta means what? You are the only knower. There's no knower other than yourself. The matter and consciousness, you are Purushottama means the entire Kshara Purusha, Akshara Purusha, unmanifest universe, manifest universe, everything is object of knowledge. There's no knower other than yourself. You are the absolute knower. There's no knower other than yourself. And the knower obtaining in any mind is also what? You. You are the knower and you know yourself by yourself. And this is your glory. And the demons do not know. You know, demons do not know, devas do not know. Therefore, Bhagavan can never become, Bhagavan is always of the source of knowledge. There is no ajnanam on the part of Bhagavan. Bhagavan is jnana swarupaha. Okay? Then Bhagavan Krishna Arjuna continues, therefore you are the all knowing. Now you can tell me your own glories. Arjuna continues, Vaktu marhasya seshena divyahyatma vibhotayah. Vaktu marhasya seshena divyahyatma Atma vibhotayah yabhir vibhuti bhir lokan imam stvam vyapya tishthasi vaktum arhasya seshena divyahyatma vibhotayah yabhir vibhuti bhir lokan imam stvam vyapya tishthasi. Now he says, Vaktum arhasi aseshena divyaha hi atma vibhutayaha yabihi vibhutibihi lokan iman tvam vyapya tishthasi. Arjuna is telling Krishna, hey Krishna, vaktum arhasi, you can tell me, you can tell, you can narrate. Now what you can tell? Aseshena, totally, completely, without leaving anything, without hiding anything, without leaving anything behind, totally, completely, you can tell. Vaktum, to tell. Arhasi, you alone can tell. You alone can narrate. Vaktum arhasi, what can you tell? Divyaha hi atvibhutayaha. You can narrate, you can tell all your glories, vibhutayaha. And your vibhutis are very divine. Why divine? Because glories of effulgent reality. Glories of Bhagavan, who is of the nature of effulgent knowledge, self-effulgent knowledge. And all those glories are very divine. That's why he says, Atma Vibhutayaha. divyaha atmavibhutayah. Why divya? Anything man made is not divine. Manushyam. Divya means anything pertaining to Deva is divine. Divyam. Divya means anything pertaining to the reality which is of the nature of knowledge is divyam. Therefore, anything pertaining to Bhagavan is divyam. All the glories. Glories means what now? Bhagavan's nature. How Bhagavan is. Knowing itself is a glory. First glory. Oh my God, reality, formless, intangible, inconceivable. This whole reality is, but this reality is of the nature of knowing. That's a glory, first itself. But still, now he is addressing Atma Vibhutayaha, your own glories. Okay, all very divine glories. And you can tell me completely, totally, without leaving anything behind, aseshena, without hiding anything behind. And by those vibhutis alone, yabihi vibhuti bihi, by those glories, by those vibhutis, lo iman lokan tvam vyapya tishtasi. Krishna, Bhagavan, hey Bhagavan, you remain in this world, how? Pervading this entire universe. Pervading all these worlds, iman lokan. Pervading all these worlds, iman lokan vyapya. Tishtasi. Bhage, O Lord, you remain pervading all these worlds by your own glories. Yabihi vibhutibihi iman lokan vyapya tishtasi. Okay, Tahi Bhutayaha, may you tell me all those vibhutis by which alone you remain pervading all these worlds. It means in every corner of the universe, of any world, every small thing is Bhagavan's vibhuti. He says, Arjuna says what? You remain pervading this, all these worlds with your vibhutis. It means whichever corner you turn and see, what you see is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Anything you see is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Anything you hear is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Anything you speak is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Anything, everything this here is Bhagavan's vibhuti, including Corona. Everything here is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Bhagavan's glory. Okay, because nothing exists outside of Bhagavan here. So please tell me all the vibhutis, you know, by which you remain pervading all these worlds. This is Arjuna's question. See, when you worship Bhagavan, glorifying Bhagavan, that is offering our salutations to Bhagavan. But when you request Bhagavan to reveal his glories, then you are praying for what you want. That is why in Veda Shastram, we have these twofold mantras. One mantra is called Rudra Prashnaha. In Rudra Prashnaha, when we offer salutations to Bhagavan, glorifying Bhagavan, then it becomes called a Namakam. When you request Bhagavan to bless you, and that as a blessing, as vibhuti, is called a chamakam. You know, chame, you know, Indra, sanchame, mayaschame, goduma, aschame. We say, give me that, me, give me. When you pray to Bhagavan for his blessings for you, it is chamakam. When you offer namaskarams, singing Bhagavan's glories, is offering is what? Namaskaraha. You are offering yourself to Bhagavan is namaskaraha. You are seeking Bhagavan's grace is what? You know, that's what we have twofold prayers in Veda Mantra. Namakam, chamakam. When I offer myself to Bhagavan, it is namakam. When I seek Bhagavan's grace, it is chamakam. So here also the same thing comes. And Arjuna was glorifying Krishna. Oh, you are Deva, Deva, Bhutesha, everything. Now gradually he tells what? Krishna, rishis talk about your glories. You talk about your glories. You alone can talk about, you alone can know about yourself. No, others cannot know you. And you are Purushottamaha. And having said that, now you remain pervading this, all these worlds with your glories. And please tell me all your glories. This is actually requesting Bhagavan to reveal his glories, to talk about his glories, is actually indirectly seeking Bhagavan's grace. And seeking Bhagavan's grace means, in fact, expressing the fact our efforts are not enough in achieving anything without Bhagavan's grace.
Katham vidyamaham yogin tvam sada parichintayan keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavanmaya. Katham vidyamaham yogin tvam sada parichintayan केशु केशु च भावेशु चिंत्योसि भगवन्मया.
Now Arjuna is telling, see, if I have to dwell upon you, if I have to remember you, if I have to meditate upon you, I need to know you. How can I meditate upon you, think of you, dwell upon you, if I do not know you? So first he is telling, katham aham vidyam, hey yogin. Krishna, Arjuna is addressing Krishna as yogin. Yogi means, please understand, yogaha means wisdom, knowledge. Yogaha means, here we should take it as Shaktihi. Yogi is a Nakaranta Shabdaha. You know, Yogi, Yogaha stands for all forms of powers. The one who is endowed with all forms of powers is all powerful Shaktiman. Is called yogi. Therefore, Bhagavan is the one who is endowed with all powers, omnipotent, all powerful, the Lord of all powers is yogin, yogi. In vocative case, yogin. O yogin, hey Krishna, the only source of all powers, all powerful Lord Krishna, yogin. Aham tvam katham vidyam. Aham tvam katham vidyam. Tvam aham katham vidyam. How do I know you? How can I know you? Aham tvam katham vidyam. How do I know you? And sada parichintayan. Katham aham sada parichintayan. How do I know you? How can I know you? Dwelling upon you constantly, always dwelling upon you. Parichintana means what? Parichintanam. Very interesting, very beautiful word. You know what is parichintanam? Chintanam means thinking. Parichintanam means always thinking is parichintanam. Even yesterday I was mentioning, emotional commitment is meditation. You can be doing anything, but you do not forget what your commitments are to. No, a mother may be involved in so many activities, she never forgets what she, her commitment is, how her attention can never go away from the kid, baby. Similarly, parichintanam is also always thinking, continuously, constantly remembering Bhagavan is what? Parichintanam. So, parichintayan, shatruanta shabda, always remembering you, thinking of you, how do I know you? How do I know you means, how can I know you? Katam aham vidyam. Again, keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyaha asi. Keshu bhavaha means an object. Keshu keshu bhaveshu. And in which all forms, in which all existent things, in which all objects, no, in which objects, in which forms, in which existent things, no, chintyaha asi. You can be meditated upon. Oh Lord, please let me know. Tell me, in which all forms, in which all objects, you can be meditated upon. Dvam chintyaha asi. Chintyaha means meditate, can be meditated. In which all forms can you be meditated upon? By me. Hey Bhagavan. Hey Yogin. Arjuna addressing, using two words, Hey Bhagavan, Hey Yogin, O Lord, O source of all powers, in which all forms, in which all objects, in which all, no, you can be meditated upon by me. Always consciously thinking of you, how can I know you? How can I have your vision? Beautiful question. Okay? The genuine question. Aham katham vidyam yogin tvam sada parichintayan. Always remembering you. Always meditating upon you, thinking of you. How do I know you? In which all forms can you be meditated upon by me? Maya keshu keshu cha bhaveshu tvam chintyaha asi Bhagavan. If Bhagavan reveals his glories, Arjuna thinks then he does not need to work hard. He can see, he can meditate upon that Bhagavan's glory. Therefore, this is the beauty of again Sanatana Dharma. You have choice. We can, everything is Bhagavan for us. Therefore, anything is Bhagavan. Nothing which is not Bhagavan. Therefore, we can choose to meditate upon Bhagavan in any form, in every form, all the forms, because everything is Bhagavan here. You know. Therefore, any one form of Bhagavan, any one glory of Bhagavan, anything in this universe can become what? Any glory, any one of the glories can become an alambanam, symbol to visualize Bhagavan, the whole. So here, that is what Arjuna is asking. People can invoke the grace of Bhagavan upon an animal. In any animal, ordinary animal also, a cow or a horse can be object of meditation. Sun or moon can be object of meditation. Water can be object of meditation. A living being and a non-living thing, anything can be an object of meditation. Because everything is Bhagavan's vibhuti here. Any form which enjoys existence is Bhagavan's vibhuti. Therefore, here Arjuna is asking, in which all forms can you be meditated upon by me? How do I know you? Always remembering you, thinking of you. Therefore, this is the question. So here, even though it is not relevant, I would like to tell you the two things. Meditation is of two, the two forms of meditation. Knowing Bhagavan's Swarupam, obtaining as one's own Swarupam, then meditating upon Bhagavan Swarupam is what? Actually meditating upon one's own Swarupam, which is called contemplation. Contemplation is meditation upon Bhagavan's Swarupam, obtaining as one's own Swarupam. And that needs knowledge. One must have already understood Bhagavan Swarupam being one's own Swarupam in order to contemplate upon one's own Swarupam. In contemplation, one sees Bhagavan being non-separate from oneself. One sees oneself being non-separate from Bhagavan, because one sees Bhagavan as one's own Swarupam. And for which one must have gone through the disciplines of Shravanam, Mananam, and Nididhya. Shravanam and Mananam. Only after going through the disciplines of Shravanam and Mananam, having clearly understood Bhagavan in the form of truth as one's own self, then one can dwell upon Bhagavan Swarupam as one's own self, which is Nididhyasanam, where the meditator's Swarupam is Bhagavan. This is called Abheda Dhyanam. Abheda Dhyana means where the meditated Bhagavan's Swarupam is non-different from the meditator. Abheda Dhyanam, which is contemplation, which is possible only after the attainment of Jnanam by going through Shravanam and Mananam disciplines. But before the attainment of knowledge, first of all, for mind to sensitize the mind, to refine the mind, to be able to grasp the abstract truth as one's own self, which is Bhagavan Swarupam. Also, Shastram prescribes a Saguna Brahma Upasanam, which is called Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. It means a mental activity for which the object of meditation is Bhagavan. Saguna Brahma Vishaya Manasa Vyaparaha. Here again, anything, any Bhagavan being the whole manifestation is Bhagavan. Therefore, invoking Bhagavan upon any given object as a symbol. So, seeing something as Bhagavan. In fact, it is like, I tell you, wave is there, and then you see, you're asked to see, wave is an alambanam. Seeing wave as ocean, and the wave becomes what? Wave becomes a symbol upon which the whole ocean is loaded. Seeing the wave as ocean, you focus attention upon wave and see the wave as ocean, which means the entire ocean is invoked upon the sea. Upon the entire ocean is invoked upon the wave. So wave is alambanam. When the ocean is the object of meditation, it's difficult to see the ocean. Therefore, you invoke the entire ocean upon the wave. When invoking the ocean upon the wave means seeing the wave as ocean. Which means this is an imagination, visualization, where in fact ocean is not the wave. Wave is ocean, but still you see the wave as ocean. Seeing the wave as ocean, which means invoking the ocean upon the wave, is called what? Meditation. Ocean meditation. Wave, ocean, meditation. And but it is based on a fact. What is the fact? Wave is ocean. Wave is ocean is a fact. And this fact is not clear to you. Therefore, based on this fact of wave being ocean, the fact being unknown, Shastram, in order to later on arrive at the fact that wave is ocean, initially Shastram tells you this. What is that? You visualize the wave as ocean. You see the wave as ocean. You're seeing the wave as ocean means having the wave as an alambanam symbol for the ocean. And then what do? It's imagination. It's a visualization. This visualization is based on the fact. So visualizing the wave as ocean is based on the fact. Whereas seeing the wave being ocean is vision of the fact. Okay? Visualizing the wave as ocean is meditation based on the fact. See, I repeat again. Visualizing or seeing the wave as ocean is a meditation based on the fact. Whereas seeing the wave being ocean is vision of the fact. Got it? I'm saying something very nice. Hope you see it. Okay. Here also, seeing anything in the universe as Bhagavan is what? Invoking Bhagavan in that given object. Typical example, Puja Swamiji loves, always Shankaracharya gives is what? Shalagrame Vishnoho. Shalagrama is a fossil, fossilized wood. We get all the Shalagrama. Fossil wood. But what it is, it's alambanam for Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is not Shalagrama, simple fossilized wood, fossil stone. But Shalagrama is Mahavishnu. Great reverence. Why? Seeing Shalagrama as Mahavishnu means invoking Mahavishnu in Shalagrama, upon Shalagrama, is meditation based on the fact. And later on, seeing the Shalagrama being Vishnu is the vision of the fact. Not the Shalagrama. When you see Shalagrama being Vishnu, you see everything being Vishnu. So now, if we know the glories and seeing everything as Bhagavan's glory, see, being able to appreciate everything as Bhagavan's glory is meditation based on the fact. Then seeing everything being Bhagavan's glory is vision of Bhagavan. What is different between meditation vision? Seeing everything as Bhagavan's glory is meditation based on the fact. And seeing everything being Bhagavan's glory is vision of the Bhagavan. Vision of fact. Fact. Therefore, now Arjuna, I have to explain to you, why does he want to know the glories? Okay. Now let me tell you here. We'll go to the next lesson. Arjuna will not leave Krishna, okay? He is continuing again. Vistarenatmano yogam vibhutincha janardana bho bhoya kataya triptirhi shunvato nasti memrutam. Correct? Have you said it was? Okay.
స్తరేణాత్మనో యోగం విభూతిం చ జనార్దన భూయ కథయ తృప్తిర్హి శృణ్వతో నాస్తి మే మతం మే శృణ్వతో నాస్తి మే మృతం.
సో హియర్ హే అర్జున, జనార్దన, అగైన్ అర్జున ఇస్ అడ్రెస్సింగ్ భగవాన్ ఎస్ జనార్దన. వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్, జనార్దన ఇట్స్ ఎన్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ నేమ్. ఓకే, విభూతిం ఆత్మనః యోగం విభూతిం చ. ఫస్ట్ హీ సెడ్ ఓన్లీ విభూతి, నౌ హీ యాడింగ్ యోగం ఆల్సో. విస్తరేణ, విస్తరహ మీన్స్ ఎలాబరేషన్, విస్తరేణ ఎలాబొరేట్లీ కథయ భూయ నో ప్లీజ్ టెల్ మీ అగైన్ ఎలాబొరేట్లీ. What elaborately? Yogam, your might. Please tell me elaborately about your might, all your power, shakti, and please tell me elaborately all your glories, vibhuti. And then shunvataha me triptihi nasti. Glory about your glories. But I'm not satisfied. The more I listen to your glories, the more I want to know. Na triptihi. For me, the one who has been hearing of the one who is vibhutim yogam shunvataha mama me no triptihi nasti. There's no triptihi. Because the more I listen, the more I am attracted to listen. Because the more they are, the more they bring me joy, amritam. Therefore, please tell me more. This is his request. భూయః కథయ. నౌ భగవాన్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు స్టార్ట్ హిస్ గ్లోరీస్. ఐల్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ వర్డ్ అగైన్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ విత్ ద అదర్ వర్స్. శ్రీ భగవానువాచ. నౌ భగవాన్ స్టార్ట్స్. నౌ వాట్ షుడ్ వి డూ నౌ? యాజ్ భగవాన్ టాక్స్ అబౌట్ హిస్ గ్లోరీస్, ఎవ్రీథింగ్ భగవాన్ సేస్ యాజ్ హిస్ గ్లోరీ, we should be able to see that as Bhagavan's glory, which will help us later on to understand everything being Bhagavan's glory. But as Bhagavan narrates his glories, we are going to see, meditate. So appreciating Bhagavan's glories, you know, glories as Bhagavan's glories is what, but when Bhagavan tells, it's only a story for us. It is not a vision of the fact. So it is meditation for us. Then afterwards, by time Bhagavan stops his narration of glories, we must see them being Bhagavan's glories. Seeing as Bhagavan's glory is meditation. Seeing them being Bhagavan's glories is vision of Bhagavan. So meditation should become jnanam, vision. That is the purpose of this chapter, 10th, 11th chapter also. We'll see that. శ్రీ భగవానువాచ హంతతే కథయిష్యామి దివ్యా హ్యాత్మ విభూతయః ప్రాధాన్యతః కురు శ్రేష్ఠ నాస్త్యంతో విస్తరస్య మే. హంతతే కథయిష్యామి దివ్యా హ్యాత్మ విభూతయః ప్రాధాన్యతః కురు శ్రేష్ఠ నాస్త్యంతో విస్తరస్య మే. భగవాన్ సేస్, Hanta. Hanta means what? It's a hanta is actually it's exclamatory expression. Expression of wonder also. So hanta means a loss, but here it should be taken as what? In a good sense. Okay, fine. That's good. Well, let me tell you. That's the meaning. Hey, hanta. Te kathayishyami, Arjuna, I shall tell you, I shall narrate to you, kathayishyami, katha narration, kathayishyami, I shall narrate, kathayami, I narrate. In Sri Lankan Tamil language, kathayami is simply speaking also. So, kathayishyami, speaking itself is narration only. So, kathayishyami, I shall narrate my Atma vibhutayaha, my divyaha atvibhutayaha. I shall narrate to you my divine glories. But I can't tell everything. Why? Hey Kurusreshta, who exalted among the Kauravas, among the people of Kuru clan, Pradhanyataha. Okay, pradhanyataha. I shall narrate to you importantly, pradhanyataha, importantly, some of my divine glories. Why? Because I can narrate to you everything. May nasti antaha vistarasya. There is no end. Antaha nasti, nasti antaha, nastyantaha. There is no end for the elaboration of my glories. There is no end for the vistaraha. You also take it as what? Vistarena means elaborately, but vistaraha, you take it as what? Also, Bhagavan's expansion. There is no end for the expansion of my manifestation. There is no end for my glories. There is no end for my manifestation, elaboration. Therefore, importantly, I shall tell you divine glories of mine. O Kurusreshta, please listen. He doesn't please listen, I'm adding, okay? Hey, yes, listen. I'm going to tell you, but not everything, because there's no end. If I tell you, there's no end for that. And all those vibhutis are what? Actually, tremendously extraordinary glories. How can you appreciate? How can we say that? Pujya Swamiji used to say, what Bhagavan's glory you want to know? What Bhagavan's grace you want to know? Oh, Bhagavan, somebody comes and tells complaints. Swamiji, you know, I've been praying, I've been doing, I go through all these problems. I really, Swamiji comes, he'll say simply, what is that? You're able to get a bus, able to catch a bus, able to come to ashram, able to see me. That is the grace. You're able to walk. You're able to sit in front of me, you're able to see me, you're able to talk to me, and you're able to talk, you're able to open your mouth, you're able to eat, you're able to sit, get up and go, walk. What you are talking about Bhagavan's grace? All Bhagavan's grace. Something big has to happen. You say, in Tamil, do you want pumpkin to fall from the sky to Bhagavan's grace? This is why you say this. How true it is. You are not deaf. You are not blind. You are seeing or hearing. What else you want? Bhagavan's grace. It's all Bhagavan's grace. Therefore, here we have this verse. Let me tell you. So Bhagavan has said, the glories are countless. Bhagavan's glories are as vast as this manifest universe. Bhagavan's glories are innumerable and countless. Your Bhagavan himself says, Pradhanyataha means what? Importantly, I'm going to narrate some of my glories here. Hey Kuru Sreshta, and you are, I'm telling you because you are the Sreshta. You are the exalt among all the Kuruvamsha people. There is no limit for my devotees. Having said that, and Bhagavan begins here.
Ahamatma guda keshaha sarva bhutashayasthitaha. Ahamatma guda keshaha sarva bhutashayasthitaha. Ahamadischa madhyancha bhutanamanta evacha.
Here onwards, you have to make a note of Bhagavan's vibhutis.
Ahamatma guda kesha sarva bhutashayasthitaha. Ahamadischa madhyancha bhutanamanta evacha.
So here Arjuna, Bhagavan is addressing Arjuna as Gudakeshaha. In vocative case, Gudakesha. So you may think it's all unnecessary, but still I tell you. Gudakam means sleep. Gudaka Ishaha means one who has mastery over sleep. So Arjuna had this thing. He could sleep whenever he wanted to sleep. And he could awake, he could remain awake whenever he wanted to be awake. Arjuna was of that. Arjuna has such a mastery over his mind. And he could keep awake. He could keep, you know, he could sleep. So he is known as one who has mastery over one's sleep. Such a discipline, which means one who has mastery over one's sleep means one who has mastery over one's even states of experience. That is why he is eligible to listen to Bhagavan now. So Bhagavan says, Aham Atma, first glory, the biggest glory. Aham Atma, every word is elaboration, unfoldment. Aham Atma, I am yourself. Aham Atma means what? I am the self. I am the self means I am the essential nature. I am the truth. I am the innermost essence obtaining in every being, in every mind as the very truth of this I. Aham Atma. I am the innermost essence of all the beings. Aham Atma. Water is the Atma of all the waves. Similarly, I am the Atma means I am the truth pervading all the beings, obtaining as the innermost essence, the self of all the beings. The word Atma means two meanings. Atma means all pervasive. Arjuna, I am the all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of all the beings, every being. Atma. Then, sarva bhuta ashayasthitaha. As all pervasive reality, Atma, sarva bhuta ashayasthitaha, ashayasthitaha. Sarva bhuta means all beings, sarvesham bhutanam ashayasthitaha. Ashayaha means the mind. Mind implies heart. Heart implies mind. Sthitaha, I remain as the innermost essence in the mind, in the heart of all the beings. Why? Because I'm Atma. I'm all pervasive reality. I'm all pervasive. I am reality, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Therefore, I obtain as the innermost essence of all the beings. சர்வேஷாம் பூதானாம் ஆசையே ஸ்திதா ஆத்மத்வேன சிதோஸ்மி. ஐம் தேர். அகம் ஆதிஹி மத்யம் ச பூதானாம் அந்த ஏவச்ச. ஐ ஆம் தி வெரி பிகினிங் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் தி மிடில் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ். ஐ ஆம் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ், which means all the beings have their origin in me, existence in me, and resolution in me. I am there before the beings come into existence. I am there when the beings enjoy their existence as their very existence. I am there even when all the beings resolve in me. So I am the அகம் ஆதிஹி மத்யம் அந்தஹ ச பூதானாம் அண்ட் தி ஒன்லி ஆரிஜின் மிடில் அண்ட் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் தி பெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி க்ளோரிஸ். சர்வ பூத ஆசயஸ்தித ஆத்மா அஸ்மி, நம்பர் ஒன் க்ளோரி. செகண்ட் க்ளோரி, சர்வ பூதானாம் ஆதிஹி அந்தஹ மத்யஞ்ச அஸ்மி, செகண்ட் க்ளோரி. டூ க்ளோரிஸ் ஆர் கிவன் ஹியர் இன் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் நம்பர் 20. நவ் டெல் மீ, இஸ் தேர் எனிபடி எல்ஸ், எனிதிங் எல்ஸ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் விச் இஸ் ஆஃப் தி சேம் க்ளோரி? டஸ் நத்திங் இன் த வேர்ல்ட் விச் இஸ் ஆஸ் க்ளோரியஸ் அஸ் பகவான். Who is as glorious as Bhagavan? Bhagavan is the incomparably, absolutely glorious. Because Bhagavan is the very truth. As the truth is all pervasive. Being all pervasive, Bhagavan obtains in all the minds, all the hearts, as the innermost essence. Sarva bhutanam ashayeshu sthitaha. Therefore, all the beings in fact originate from Bhagavan in him of truth. All the beings enjoy existence in Bhagavan. So, and all the beings before, they resolve also in Bhagavan. Where does the end of the beings happen? In Bhagavan. Where do the beings originate from Bhagavan? And where do they exist before, in between the origination and resolution? Madhyam, in Bhagavan. Bhutanam adihi antaha madhyancha ahamasmi. Now remember two glories, okay? And we will continue in the next class. Any questions?
The word Veta, how did it come from? Any?
Veta with Dhatu. Uh-huh. And second conjugation, Veti, knows, verb. And Veta, second person, second person present tense verb, singular verb, Veta. See, you can everywhere, you understand Janasi, Gachasi, Patasi. No, it's the second conjugation root. If you go second conjugation root, search for, you'll find out.
Thank you so much.
Some exceptions. No questions. Om Achyutaya Namaha. Om Anantaya Namaha. Om Govindaya Namaha. Om Achyutaya.